My name is Elbert Paget, and the block we were on is 1100 block of Ward Street. Well, I was going to Emerson High School, and baseball was my number one sport. I made a couple, back in the 60s, I made a couple times in the Sun paper, in the News American paper, and then next thing I know, we were playing out in the county. Had a good day that day. I went 4-for-4, four hits, plus a little triple. And I made two good, nice catches. Cause I had speed back in the day. I thought I was the shit. I ain't gonna lie, I thought I was the shit. I thought nobody couldn't touch me. And then next thing I know, a scout, I wanted to sign you for the Oreo. And at that time, to crack the Oreo lineup, you had some great players. Brooks Robinson, third base, Boo Powell, Paul Blair, Don Bluth, all them was, hey, they was in any pound, Frank Robinson, come on. Well, I told my mother I was coming straight home. And I went somewhere else instead of coming straight home. It was like the end of the school year, going like you know how you getting out of school for the summer? And the Orioles had signed me to travel at spring training. And I had met my buddy named Gay Gay. He said, come on, boy. He said, I just got my check. He said, I'm going in the bank. I'm gonna cash it at the bank. He normally cash it at the liquor store. And that was funny, because he always go to the liquor store to cash it. He said, I'm going in the bank. So I walked in the bank with him, right there on Baltimore Cup. Got up to the cash, baby. He pulled out this 25 automatic. So next thing I know, he gonna tell me, gave me a bag and told me go from East Window, you understand, and get the money. So it happened that March, I got in that. So when I went to court, I never forget the judge, that the judge's name was Judge McDermott. He was a crooked judge, he was like handicapped. And this was ever first time ever I've been in trouble. And they had the guy representing the Oreo. He was there. He told me, he said, if I get evicted, the Oreo is not going to touch me. So then they told me, Mr. Padgett, stand up. And he looked at me and said, you can kiss your mother and say goodbye. I said, kiss my mother and say goodbye for what? He said, we're going to be seeing you on a long trip. 15 years in the Maryland House of Corrections. When I went in the penitentiary, my whole dream went away. And like I said, here I stand here today, I'm 62 years old. And if I would have took myself home, like I promised my mother, I would have came home. Right to this day, I don't know how, I might have would have made it. Because I had that much talent.